Dr. Marshall Lamb and the team at the National Peanut Lab has been working on a test that says, can flower termination in a peanut prevent immature peanuts that lead to improved maturity distribution, flavor, grade, yield, and outturn? That's the big question, and so they're trying to make that happen in the field. The peanut market knows early in mid-season it is the peanut flower that self-pollinates, forms a peg, and gives you a peanut. And the more flowers you have, the more potential you have for peanuts. But late-season flowering in the peanut plant is sapping the plant of valuable energy that should be going into maturing those kernels. The immature pods causes reduced grades and off taste if they get through the system. According to Dr. Lamb, this could become a normal practice in the years ahead if we can figure out how to stop the plant from making all these extra blooms that are not needed. He said they are using glyphosate with a small application, doing that 40 days prior to maturity, which does not hurt the plant but stops the flowering. Early results show a 500-pound increase in yield and a 1 to 2 point increase in grade. This could become a normal practice in the future for peanut farmers across the belt. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.